The Motivational Moments podcast is made possible by the generous sponsorship of Prime Information Security, online at www.primeinfosec.com, and with the support of our many subscribers. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. It's Linda Ocor Jenner here with another Motivational Moments podcast. Yes, it's been a long time since I've recorded a Motivational Moments podcast, so I'm sure you've all missed me. There's been a lot going on in my life, and sometimes, as you all probably know, when there's a lot going on in our lives, we sometimes have to make choices, and sometimes they're the choices we don't want to make, but we know they're more sensible, or we have to make choices that might not seem sensible, but it works for us. Couple of things here is we have to think about our health, our body, mind and spirit, because they all work together in harmony. So as you know, over the years I had some pretty tough challenges happening in my life and my family's life. But what really got to me recently was a phone call off a niece in America who is my only sister's daughter. And she told me that my sister hadn't been well for quite a few months and she was now in a nursing home, a care home in England. And as you all know, I live in Canada. It was quite a shock. When I found out more details, it would appear that my sister has been isolated for quite some years. I don't know whether it was her choice or what. COVID obviously didn't help any of us who were isolated. Also, from what I know, she's had two strokes, and before that she had very high blood pressure, which is supposed to be a precursor to strokes or heart attacks. And the only reason I know these things is she was admitted and is now staying for the rest of her life in what you would call a care home in England. And this care home deals predominantly with people of a certain age who have dementia. It's quite a shock because my sister was quite active, worked all her life, quite intelligent, wasn't a stay-at-home mum like I was. So I was under the impression that, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's happened to people who weren't actually as active as myself or my sister. And basically, if you let your brain dry up and you didn't do crosswords or read books or we're not, you know, having an active lifestyle, you're more prone to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's. What I found out was really weird, that Alzheimer's is the first thing that happens to you. That is actually the thing that happens before dementia. So there are, once you've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, I don't know how long it takes, but eventually you will be told you have. There's three different kinds of dementia, and basically, you know, you are told you have one of those kinds of dementia. As I say, it was a shock to me. I haven't seen my sister for a few years because obviously she lives in England, we live in Canada. We kept in touch when we could, but again, it wasn't very often. So it was a lot for me to take in. So my husband said to me, we'll just get some tickets, we'll go and see your sister. It took a while to arrange the tickets, maybe 2 weeks, because obviously we had to tie up some work stuff and we have a family here that have various appointments that, you know, maybe they need us to be with them. So it took about 2 weeks to get the flight. The first thing we did when we landed was get the hire car, the rental car, and drive to see my sister. She's changed so much. She looks so much older. It was not my sister I was seeing. It was a very old person who didn't even recognise me. So that, again, was a lot to take in. It was a shock. Jump into the present. Obviously, when we were there in England, we saw as much of my sister as we could. We took her out for a meal, we took her out shopping, but she's not the same person that she was and she will never be again. And I don't really understand Alzheimer's or dementia. I only know the facts that I've shared today with you, that one of the nurses shared with me when I was at the care home. The point is, my family were worried about my sister and about me. And so when I got home, they said to me, just have a word with the family doctor just to see if you are prone to it. My family doctor's lovely, and as she mentioned to me and showed me all my charts over the past X amount of years, I have been very, very proactive with keeping an eye on my blood pressure. I do my best to prevent, you know, being overweight or not getting enough sleep, and trying to eat the best diet, not drink too much alcohol. But there's other things involved, obviously, which I hadn't thought about. She showed me some of my blood results, where cholesterol, and they can check for diabetes and all those kinds of things. So in a nutshell, she told me that there is really no test. There are a few kind of things you can go through if you want to go to a specialist. But basically, at this point in time, I should just carry on doing what I'm doing, be proactive with my health and my health checkups. And if I do notice anything different in myself, go back and see my doctor, which I would do promptly. She also gave me a requisition for quite a few tests that would tell her, you know, how my cholesterol is doing and all the other things that I don't know the names of, that they're going to check up with a blood test and a urine test. So I've been very proactive, and actually I'm not worrying about whether or not, you know, I will succumb to that in years to come in the future. As you all know, I've already had breast cancer twice, skin cancer, tumour on my nose removed, and I nearly died from a kidney infection. So I say to myself, what will be, the best I can do is, as the doctor said, be very proactive and do what I've been doing for many, many years. It's taken a toll on me, and I think to myself, I'm dealing with it well. I phone my sister as many times as I can in a week. And yes, we sometimes have talks about, you know, when we were both younger, because the memory of my sister, she remembers long-term versus short-term things, which evidently is quite normal. So one day I think I'm dealing with it well, another day I don't think I'm dealing with it well. But as always, I make sure that I talk to the health professionals, my family, and I take care of my self-care. So I guess the message today is, we shouldn't be scared, frightened, worried if someone tells us that they have a certain disease, or, you know, heart disease, kidney disease, or they've succumbed to Alzheimer's, dementia. Because if we are doing everything possible to take care of our body, mind and spirit, and we're having regular checkups, that's all we can do. There's so many diseases today and things going on in the world that we can't prevent 100%. We can help ourselves as much as we can. So the scare factor. It's no good being scared to talk about these things. We've got to raise awareness about them. And also, we've got to be there for each other. And if a family member or a friend needs to talk to us, we need to be able to talk to them sensibly and make them feel that we are there for them and they are not alone. So again, my message today is, things will happen. Things happen in life. Some are good, some are bad. Some we can prevent, some we can't. But on the whole, we can't be fearful of being checked to see if we have something wrong with us. It's stronger to say we need help than to say we'd rather not know. On that note, I will finish for today, but I'll be back soon with another motivational moment. Have a wonderful day.